An American dictionary publisher has chosen blog as the top word of 2004. The word has also appeared in other dictionaries. High time, then, that we talk to someone who actually makes one of these online personal journals. The publisher Merriam-Webster says the term blog heads the list of most looked-up terms on its site during the past 12 months. It's true to say that blogs, or weblogs, have become very popular indeed. We talk now to Stuart Hughes, a BBC producer from Wales, who's kept a blog ever since the BBC sent him to cover the Iraq War. But it was in April last year that he was seriously injured in a bomb explosion, which led to the amputation of his leg below the knee. Then the blog took on new significance as Stuart used the blog to tell the story of his recovery. So welcome to Mouse Match, Stuart.
Thank you.
When did you hear about blogging?
Well, I became a blogger rather by accident in February of last year. I knew I was going to be out in Iraq for quite some time. I knew it was going to be quite difficult to contact my family and friends to let them know what I was up to and to let them know that I was all right. So I was looking for a very cheap and easy way of sending out messages to a large group of people at once. And when I got to Iraq, I was writing daily updates. Occasionally I was posting up audio files and pictures and so on. And I think what surprised me most of all was that people started emailing me and saying, you're giving us a perspective of the war that we're not getting from anywhere else.
So how long was the blog going before the accident, I would imagine, changed the tone and the importance of the blog?
Certainly changed the importance of it for me. Virtually overnight, I went from being a fit and active 31-year-old dashing around northern Iraq in the middle of a war to being an invalid in hospital in a wheelchair, trying to come to terms with losing, as you said in your introduction, my right leg below the knee to a landmine, and also coming to terms with the trauma of losing a colleague. The cameraman I was working with, Kaveh Golestan, was killed in the same explosion. So the blog certainly became more important for me, because rather than it being a way of me communicating with the world, telling people what I was up to in Iraq, it became a way for me to communicate with the rest of the world when I was pretty much housebound.
Sunday, April the 6th, 2003, 8:15 a.m. Just woken and had breakfast, and the first moment of bleakness since the accident has descended. Until now, the thought of getting home, seeing friends, my family, hugging my girlfriend was enough to tide me over. Now, though, the real prospect of what lies ahead is beginning to dawn. It still doesn't feel like all this has happened to me. It feels as though I'm in a dream, but soon I'll wake up. Deep down, though, I know that's not the case.
How much did blogging help you deal with the traumas of what you experienced, one with your own leg and the colleague that you lost?
I'm convinced, looking back, that having an outlet for what I was going through was hugely important to me. My life changed in the moment that I stepped on that landmine. And the blog gave me a very easy forum that I could sit down every day and talk through and work through, I think, psychologically, what I was going through.
Now, of course, being a journalist, you have to remain impartial. There's a certain voice that you have to use, certainly as a BBC journalist, in a very sensitive zone like that. How much different is the voice that you use to blog in to the journalistic voice that obviously you use in your professional life?
I would not, and I never have, classed my blog as journalism in the truest sense. It's rather like a sketchbook. If I meet somebody when I'm out covering a story and they tell me an interesting anecdote, I'll put that up verbatim on my blog. Now, I wouldn't do that necessarily in the work that I do for the BBC. I don't apply the same criteria. The two are separate things.
Monday, December the 13th, 2004. Making a poor fist of journalism. Most journalists who started out in local radio or newspapers have done it at some point in their career. A wildly overwritten press release from a PR agency arrives on the fax machine. Normally, you'd file it straight in the waste paper basket. But on a slow news day, when you're scratching around for something to fill the bulletins with, you decide to turn the shoddy release into 20 seconds of copy. That appears to be exactly what happened in...
People do email me, and I mean, it's been everything from story ideas to good restaurants around the world. what having a personal blog allows me to do is it allows me to communicate very directly with people.
Having gone through a life-altering and life-defining experience, do you not get a bit frustrated reading other people's blogs that are just full of, you know, I unscrewed the cap on the toothpaste, I fed the cat?
Well, I know what you mean. I mean, the beauty about blogging is that if you don't want to read it, you don't read it. It's up there. But if somebody has got something worthwhile to say and somebody's got something that other people find relevant, then people will congregate to the website and a dialogue will start and people start communicating and that'll spur on the blog.